We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by M-Prize Bank, your partner in possible. Coming up, the latest episode of the KCSN Draft Show, getting Chiefs Kingdom ready for the 2023 NFL Draft. Hosted right here in Kansas City with the best analysis, interviews, and content you can find to stay up to date and in the know. With that said, let's begin the show.
Over here at Indy, at the Combine, KCSN, the Kansas City Sports Network, is so pleased to welcome the one, the only, the man, the myth, the legend, Delanie Walker, proud of Kansas City, Missouri. I'm going to let him do an intro to himself, let him know his connections with KC, and then we're going to roll into him being a part of the Legends community.
Like you said, Delanie Walker played tight end 14 years in the league, but I started off in Central Missouri State, Warrensburg, Missouri.
Yes, sir. Guys,
Warrensburg, Missouri, D2. And I was thankful enough to be in the combine and also get drafted. So,
all right, my combine story is me back in 1998. That's two decades almost ago. Yes, still in the same building, the same location, I think. I don't even know if it was turf or natural grass, whatever it was. I know I ran like a beast, jumped like I was MJ. Hey, man, listen, I ran like the wind, 4.44, 37-inch vertical, a 10, maybe 2 broad. So I was off the chatter, off the chain, off the page, whatever you want to say it now. I was legit. But I know, Delanie, man, your numbers probably didn't speak for a guy you think would have been in the league for 14 years. So how was that coming from, you know, Central Missouri State, preparing yourself for the draft? I think I've talked to our listeners before about my preparation for the draft was, hey, me taking the 8mm camera, putting it on a tripod, filming myself over and over, start, stops, short shuttle, the eye test, learning, going searching and finding different ways to do the vertical jump. All the different techniques, things, and then just honing down my own numbers with a stopwatch until I was ready and confident to come to the draft. What did you do to prepare yourself for the draft?
You know, coming from a small school like I did, I signed with an agent as soon as I figured out I was probably going to go to the NFL. So that agent said, look, man, you didn't play with this type of competition that you're about to see at the combine. So let's try to get that competition. Let's see if you can see that competition. So I went to Plex in Houston, worked out with Danny Arnold, and I pretty much did everything you did, but I had guys there doing it with me, you know, preparing me for what I was going to see at the combine, testing me, agilities, catching, running routes, conditioning. I did it all, meal plan, everything, because at this point, that's all I cared about was showing out in the draft. I mean, in the combine, showing the guys that it don't matter what school you go to. When you come here, you got to show out. And them lights came on, and I showed out.
Showed up, showed out. Hey, you got a young man from University of Richmond, D1AA, Sean Barber, and then you got a D2 guy. Both came. We came. We showed out. We did what we had to do. We let the numbers speak for themselves. But then when we got on that NFL stage, man, I know the NFL average is 3 years, yeah, 2.5. But you got a 10-year vet and a 14-year vet. Telling all you guys, it don't matter where you came from. Just prepare yourself, have confidence, that mindset, be ready to go when the cameras and the lights cut on, and always be willing to show people you're ready to compete. So, like, let's go. Let's talk about that. We're here in Indy. There's a list of invitees. And then before every position goes out there, you hear about guys not competing. You hear about guys choosing to wait until their pro date. Yeah. What is your this? I mean, obviously, just some thoughts about that concept. And obviously, it's different for us because we know we had to compete. Yeah. You're coming from a small school. We didn't really have a choice. But, you know, if you was a Power Five, a School of Five, one of those, you know, bigger schools, what would you have done coming, you know, preparing yourself for the draft?
You know, honestly, the culture has changed with the younger generation. You can see it in college now. Kids are able to choose schools that they want to go to. They can play for this school and then get upset, don't like it, and go play for another school. When we were playing, you had to sit a year out. That wasn't optional. We could not do that because I could not lose a year. So that, I think, brings these guys into here feeling like, well, if I can do that in college, why would I need show run? I don't need to run. All right. I'm in the top prospect. I don't have to go out here and show these guys nothing. They're already on me because what school I went to. So don't come out here. Don't show out. Just wait till they pro day because then they can get an official, unofficial 40.
Which the trigger finger. That quick trigger finger.
They can bench with their strength coach. They have their coaches there running the drill. So, I mean, it makes it a lot easier. But guys like ourselves, the guys that need to show out and have all the 32 teams here from scouts to coaches to GMs, I feel like they should show out because that's what got me drafted. Honestly, if I did not come here and do what I did, I would not be in it. I would not have got drafted. And maybe I would have been a free agent, went to another team and not the team that I started off with, and pretty much got the skill levels from Pete Hayner teaching me how to be a tight end, having Vernon Davis there teach me how to be a tight end, and just the good cast of guys that was surrounding me in San Francisco. So if you're a small-time guy, show out. I'm telling you, this is the time to show out. And, you know, you big-name guys, you know, you do what y'all got to do.
So we talk, you know, speaking again to Delaney Walker, we just kind of went over what is called the butterfly effect. You know, you change one little piece of the puzzle and you don't know how that's going to play itself out in different areas of your life as the years go by. So being able to choose whether to come here and compete, that's the word to me that I never wanted anybody to not think that I was ready to compete. All day, every day, twice on Sunday. Yes. That's what my day. Always be ready to show up, show out. Show if you think you're an athlete, a lion don't stretch.
Yeah.
Right? Lion, wake up, ready to go chase. You better be ready to roll that gazelle.
Yeah, right.
The lion ain't stretching. You better not. So I'm coming after people's jobs.
Yeah.
And I knew that coming from 1AA. I was like, whoever, you might be drafting me to be a special teamer, to be a third down linebacker. You might think I'm a tweener. Safety, da da da. But once I show up at your organization, I'm making a short list.
Yes.
You make some mistakes, you make too many mistakes, you don't know your alignment assignment, I'm coming after your job.
Very true.
And once I get that job, I'm treating it like I'm the 53rd guy on the roster each and every offseason to push myself to train. And that's the only way I was able to stay in 10 years.
Very true.
So it's foreign to me how guys would bypass an opportunity with all the lights, all the coverage, all the different networks and everything, all the mentors here to encourage them and letting them know, hey, this is your opportunity, and then you're going to opt out. Not because of the injury or anything, but you're just going to opt out. Like, I'm going to wait a couple more weeks. I'm going to train. I'm going to have my pro date. Again, you don't know if it's going to rain during that pro date. You don't know, you know, you pull a muscle a couple days before and you miss that pro date. Yeah. So, man, any opportunity you have to show and prove what you can do, a confident athlete, a guy who's secure with his abilities, it's a foreign thought process of thinking I'm not going to be ready for the NFL combine.
Man, and it's crazy because it's 1,000 other athletes that want to be here.
Didn't get the invite.
And will run out the gym for these guys. You know what I mean? But, again, like I said, it's the culture we live in is changing a lot. You know, when I don't even feel like we had that option when we was on it. Like,
Delaney, could you imagine your pops or your people realizing you got invited to the NFL combine? You showed up, said your name, waved, let them take a height and weight, and then you sat around
and watched
other guys go compete?
Trust me. Trust me.
Bro.
Trust me.
My fam, they'd be on me, man. Like it would be no, bro, just stay there. Don't even come back. You don't represent RIC. Yeah. You're not part of the 804.
Yeah.
No, we got dogs here.
Why did you go? You should have just said, nah, I'm going to just wait till the pro day. Yeah.
You got my picture. You know my date. Yeah. I can jump on the scale here and tell you how much I weigh.
Yeah.
So, well, you don't waste the hotel room. Don't waste anybody else's time. But like you said, it's a different culture.
But I'm drawing a blank, but the guy from Georgia who ran the 4.3.
Oh, 4.39. Nolan Smith.
Nolan Smith. That guy's stock just went up. If they not watching that and seeing that, that now what? He's the only person they showing on TV.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only person getting interviews. He the only highlights they showing.
His stock just
went up. So if you don't see that doing everything here can help you out.
Yeah. That opportunity.
I don't know what else to tell you.
Opportunity only knocks. You got to be ready to answer the call. And some guys do it and some guys don't.
You're listening to the fastest growing sports media network in Kansas City, KC Sports Network. We'll be back right after this. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.
True. All right, so you're able to you have a role here. Yes. We see the Brandon Legends community. Let's get into that. Let's talk about the role you play with the NFL Combine and the mentorship piece and everything you're doing and prepping yourself to do as far as the future of the tight end crop when you talk about the NFL.
So, like you said, I'm here with the Legends community. I'm a legend coordinator, but I'm here mentoring the tight ends. I'm pretty much, you know, and I said this before, you know, a wise man once told me, he been my age, but I haven't been his, right? So if anything, I can give them guys some pointers because I've been in this situation. I was in a small school, came here, showed out, got drafted, played a long time. So I got the formula, and that's all I'm here for, is to try to teach them guys the formula, put them in a successful situation, because, you know, the league is a lottery ticket. But everyone knows you got that lottery ticket, so you got to protect it, right? That's what I'm here for. I'm trying to teach them everything I know that kept me out of trouble and kept me in the league as long as possible, and just trying to give them guys some advice, man, to keep their head on straight.
Yeah, young guys, no is a complete sentence. It doesn't need to be supported by any statement. Somebody wants something from you. They want you to provide an opportunity. No is a complete statement. You don't need to say anything beyond that. And then also, like you said, providing some tutelage, some confidence in some areas where these guys might come in with a little bit of doubt, wondering if they've trained hard enough, if they're ready, if they, you know, if all their moons and stars in alignment, whatever it might be, in to get their aura and their confidence at an all-time high and be ready to go perform. Having a young man like yourself saying, hey, man, I've been there, done that. Yeah, the nerves, the butterflies, that's natural. That's natural. In any form, you should be a little bit nervous when it's time to go compete.
True.
But the confidence you have from the training, you know, man, 100% of the guys here have done months and months of training and ready to show. So, like, it's nothing to be nervous about. Go out there and showcase. And guess what? If you don't have your best day here, you got a pro day. You got a backup plan. So it's not like all your chips are on the table right now. And giving them that kind of toolage, that little knowledge, that little nugget, just taking that little bit of stress, you know, the monkey off there, a little bit of stress off the shoulders, that's how a kid can go run a 4.39 at 245, 255 pounds from Georgia, Nolan Smith Jr., senior, whatever you are. I mean, like, that's how you become a overnight star.
Very true.
And now you're on everybody's top board. And now everybody got to come see you.
Yeah. And also, you know, the guys, they got to understand film is going to speak too. Like, if you play balled out on film, that's going to speak too. They know you can play. They're going to watch film and see what type of dog you are. If you don't really have a great day here at the combine, they're still watching film. Okay.
Yes.
Film is always going to show what type of player you are. They're going to watch that film all the way from the first quarter to the fourth quarter and see how you finish games. And that talks loudly to them, too. And then what he said about you saying no, always tell people, have a know-it-all guy. A know-it-all guy means you ask me to do something, I'll be like, let me check with my guy.
I got my guy.
Let me ask my guy. And you use him to say no, because he the know-it-all guy.
Yeah.
You hear what I'm saying?
He got a role on the team. Hey, if I send somebody to you, you let me get out the way, and then you find a way to tell them, like, no, we ain't doing it.
There you go.
That ain't in the picture for my homie.
Yep. So you don't have to be the bad guy. You know, I tell the tight ends that always have a person like that, even with your family, if that's your agent, your financial advisor, your publicist, have one.
Yes.
Because it's hard to say no.
When you get people you love.
It ain't
no loss of love. It's just a matter of fact, my focus, I got to eliminate distractions. And anybody that truly loves you and want to see you succeed, if they feel like they're a distraction, they should eliminate themselves and remove themselves from the situation. But people, they want stuff so bad, they can't.
Yeah.
And you're there. And sometimes we are their only option
of
a plan or a pathway to getting something. So they got to go ahead and swallow their pride and ask you, even if they realize they're being a distraction.
Yeah.
So you got to kind of take that away from them and say, hey, man, like, not right now. You let me play my 10 years out. Delaney was going to play his 14 years out. And then once we finish stacking the chips, now we can divide and see what we want to do in what areas. And then we all get to eat.
Indeed.
We all get to grow. So
indeed,
the people you love got to be understanding that, hey, man, it's not for long. NFL is not for long. And you got to have to focus and generate as much money on as many teams you can. And because that's got to last you generations. It's a legacy.
Yes,
and so with Legends Community, when I first heard of Legends Community, that's the word I thought of, legacy.
Yep.
Empowering guys, former players in ways that they can go from being just alumni, blurb on the screen, I used to play for this, you know, having to reintroduce yourself, to actually becoming a part of a legacy of former athletes, being able to be mentors and being like guiding stars to the up and rising stars. And so that's, man, it's so important what you're doing. Some of the things that you're doing here at the Combine, let's start with the Legends Lounge and how that aspect works.
Pretty much, you know, anyone who's played in the NFL.
Anyone. A snap. All right. Not 3 years.
No.
You got to be on a contract.
No.
A practice squad. A snap.
If you ran off on kickoff, or if you was on kickoff return, if you just play punt, you are a legend.
Yes, sir.
You are a legend, and that's what we say, and that's what we believe. So when we have the Legend Lounge, anyone who's played a snap is welcome. And you can come to these things for free. We send it out. If you go on your the Legends Community app, you can sign up for all of these things that we have put forth for the Legends. You can come to the Combine, watch it for free. You can go to the Super Bowl. You can go to the Pro Bowl. Anything we have is there for you.
Yes, sir.
And it's all for us to interact with each other so we can feel like we're back in that locker room. That's all it's all about. We want them guys to feel like they wasn't forgotten.
Yes, sir.
You know, and it's a great cause, man, and that's why I'm working for them.
All right. What area do you cover?
I cover the Tennessee and the San Francisco 49ers.
All right. Well, locally, obviously the KCSN network, our local legend is Will Shields.
Yep.
Nebraska All-American, all everything, Chiefs Hall of Honor, Gold Coat Hall of Fame, and also a Walter Peyton Man of the Year award winner for the Kansas City Chiefs. So he's doing a phenomenal job of making us feel included and making us feel like, yes, whether you're a one snap guy, 1 year guy, or a living legend like him, when you step into that Legends community, that Legends Lounge, you see all that black and gold, it makes you feel like you are a Hall of Famer.
Indeed.
And I tell you, I went in there yesterday and I was able to take my notes and watch all the guys perform. I felt like I was a general manager. I felt like I had my own team, man. You saw me taking my notes and all that kind of stuff. But like you said, they provide that opportunity at all the biggest events all throughout the calendar. Yep. And then also as a resource, being able to be a kind of one-stop when you're having a problem or issue or any kind of things.
True.
When it comes to transitioning out of the game,
yep.
You need someone you can call. You need somebody, like outreach. So Tracy Pearlman, right? She oversees the organization.
Yes, she does.
And you can call her office, any former players, call her office, get in touch, get scheduled to be reached out to and be approached by somebody in her office to get you that next step, that next number. So they can try to solve those problems.
Very
right?
true. And Tracy does a great job on finding guys like ourselves because I feel like it's easier for guys like myself to talk to guys like me and you, right?
Yes.
And they can open up a little bit more and tell us what's really going on. And because we've been there,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we have them same feelings. And that's how I start working with the team. I went to a summit. And in that summit, it may have been 50 guys. And it's a safe space. You know, we start talking. And when every guy started talking, I felt that.
Yeah.
Because I felt that same way.
Yep.
And I knew I had to be a part of this because we need to change. Mm. We need to get out there. We need to let guys know that we're still here for you. I know when you leave, when you retire or you get cut, it's like the teams are almost like, what are you doing for me lately, right?
Yes, sir.
So players feel that way. Yes. So it's good that we can talk to them guys and interact and get them guys in touch with some of their old teams, where if they want to go to games, if they want to go in the locker, if they want to get jerseys.
Yes.
You know, that's what we do. And then, like you said, we do other things too. You can call us if you need line. We can get you line of duties. We can get your benefits. We can get crisis help.
Yes.
You know, it's just so much more that goes into this, and it's a beautiful thing that we have it.
Well, man, we want to be appreciative and respectful for your time, let you get back out there to mentor these guys. But before you go, I got to ask you, who is the cream of the crop when it comes to the tight end? I know it's some really big names out there. There's a guy from Notre Dame, a guy from Oregon State. There's a number of guys I think I've seen film on already. So which guy caught your eye?
I'm going to have to say the Utah guy, Dalton. I feel like he's going to be I know he's injured right now, and I hate to say a guy that's injured, but I followed his career when he was in San Diego and then going to Utah and still having a big year in Utah. It's like, man, you know, I see him as a kettle kind of guy. So I'm big on him. I'm excited to see what his career looks like.
I look forward to seeing him also, man. Obviously, again, Delanie Walker, proud of CM State. Representing Missouri to the finest, living out there and loving it up in Tennessee with the Titans. He's part of the Legends community. He's doing an awesome job of mentoring and passing on nuggets and wisdom to the next generation. Love him like a brother, man. Thank you for your time, and we're going to get back at you. All right, Kansas City Sports Network. This is Sean Barber, 10-year NFL vet, and I'm out.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk. But it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.